You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Gene Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's 90210 After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's 90210 After Show.
Hey, everyone. It's your host, Nicolette Gaona. I'm here, and as being as we're doing it, we're doing another episode of 90210. I got my co-host over here, Bam, in the building, y'all.
What up, Bam Erickson?
So this episode.
So.
What we do for love. Things we do for love.
Yeah, episode.
Things we do for love.
Episode wow. 8.
I mean, it's definitely things we do for love. I just, you know, we both said the last 10 minutes was probably the most exciting, but the most, like, what the hell at the same damn time. You know what I'm saying? Like.
Yeah, it was so, there were so many things that was, like, random. And let's go into Silver, Teddy, and Shane, because I have a lot to say about this one.
Right. I mean, it's just crazy to me that Teddy now wants to be the father. And I'm just really irritated with Shane. Like,
okay. Teddy, first of all, volunteered his sperm to Silver.
Right.
That was it. Then he went back to Washington. Mm-hmm. He went, did his thing. He came back for the 100th episode with the reunion at West Beverly High. And then now Silver decides to stick her nose into their business, which she kind of gets. And so now she encourages Shane and Teddy to get back together. And now all of a sudden Teddy now decides, now that he's in love and he got his little boo thing with him or whatever, now he's all of a sudden now he wants to have this baby. He wants to be a part of his father's life because his father wasn't there for him. And so he wants to be the respectable thing. Mm-hmm. But the agreement was that you were only donating your sperm. Mm-hmm. And now you have Shane who wants to get involved in this. And he's like, well, we have the best lawyers in D.C. and we'll fight you on this. Like,
shut up.
You're not married. You're not engaged.
Right.
You guys are just lovers, boyfriends and boyfriend. And so how
are you going to win, first of all?
How are you going to just step in to this situation?
And the thing is like, I mean, in a way, it's like, oh, okay, it's kind of nice for Silver because, you know, that extra help, you know, and it's her wanting to raise a kid, which, and sometimes it'd be nice, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But at the same time, no, I'm actually not carrying your guys' kid. Like, this is supposed to be my kid.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So for her to be upset, I totally get it. At the same time, I was like, should she be kind of excited because, you know, he's willing to be in, you know.
No.
I mean, because at first, didn't she want him to kind of be a part of it? Or it was just him mostly just not wanting to be involved.
I believe in the beginning, I can't remember, to be honest. I'm not even going to lie. I can't remember. But I do know that this all stemmed because she needed Teddy to sign the papers to ensure that he won't try to claim rights once the baby is born.
And the baby's not in her yet, right? They didn't even do that whole thing yet, right?
Yeah, she can't do that until Teddy signs the paper. So technically speaking, she's not even pregnant yet.
Right.
And they're going through all this drama. And again, that's another thing. How is Shane going to stick his nose into the business and say that he's going to get the best lawyers that both he and Teddy can get in D.C. and make sure that they fight this? She's not even pregnant yet.
Exactly. And it's like, okay, well then, F your sperm, like, I'm not going to use yours. You know, that's what she really should say, but, you know, it'd be nice, like.
Yeah, and or why don't she just get someone else's sperm? And then also, how is that going to work with Shane and Teddy, clearly because he's in it now? How is it going to work with the fact that they are in D.C.?
Well, I'm sure they'll move out here. I mean, I have a feeling they're going to be in this for a while.
I mean, I don't know. Teddy's only, he's only reoccurring, so I don't.
Oh, he's just a reoccurring role?
Yeah, he hasn't been a regular since once since last season, season four. That's mm-hmm. when they moved him to reoccurring.
Interesting. Have you noticed but that can change, though, right?
I mean, sure, it can change.
Yeah. I mean, it's just that whole situation. I mean, I didn't see that really going there, you know what I mean? And I get that they both don't want to be that parent, but mm-hmm. come on now, you know?
I thought the best thing that came out of this storyline was the fact that Naomi and Silver had their little reminiscing about the little Rudolph bear, mm-hmm. about how they used to, you know, fight and, you know, share it since mm-hmm. they were kids. And then they started to talk about their family, about how both of them come from broken right. homes, mm-hmm. and how as a kid, it was difficult from a kid to have to go to mommies and have to go to daddies and have to go right. back to daddies and mommies. So Silver, she has a specific reason why she chooses not to have the whole split parenting. She wants to have the child by herself. Mm-hmm. So that's her reason. And then Teddy's reason is because he also came from that same background as Silver, and so he doesn't want to do that because he's coming from a man's perspective. But I just think it's whack. And and now, you know,
yeah,
Shane needs to just shut up and mind his business.
Right.
Like, you're back into his life all of a sudden. Just stupid.
Like, you really planning on, like, being with him forever? Like, boy, it's not even your sperm. Like, get out of here. Get out of the business. Like,
and Teddy didn't even want to be with you until it was Silver.
Right. You know. And so, I mean, it really just ended with, I mean, no confirmation of anything, really. Yeah. It was just, he was like, so, yeah, I'm just over this, that little area.
Yeah, I mean, either we'll figure get pregnant out. Or not, or right. just move on.
And, I mean, I think it will get a lot more interesting, you know, if she does get pregnant. But then again, it might not, because you just never know with this. I don't know with this storyline. It's going to be complicating no matter what.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Who do we have next?
We have we have the Adriana Dixon and Megan.
Okay. I called it a long time ago that obviously Megan was definitely a love interest. Mm-hmm. But damn, like, y'all are always like, I missed you, like, Christmas. Like, what? Like, hold on. And then I'm just like,
so Dixon,
I'm so irritated. Yeah.
Dixon is talking to Riley. He's speaking with Riley, and he's going over the names of the people he wants to give Christmas gifts to. And so as he's naming mm-hmm. people off, of course, Adrian is not one of those people that he names.
Right.
And so Megan is on that list. So then Riley's like, well, would you be doing that if you hadn't broke up with Adriana? Mm-hmm. So he had threw some questions out there. And so now he's like, well, I think she has feelings for me. I have feelings. How many times have we seen this chick?
Only a couple times. That's why I'm like, it makes no sense to already show up at his house. A, I didn't even know you knew where he lived. B, this is Christmas. And, you know, C, like, you already, like, you missing me? Like, y'all didn't even go on a date yet.
Yeah.
I'm just so irritated because then, you know, it's like you haven't even finished up stuff with Adriana. Are y'all not together? Y'all not getting back together? I mean, what is it really? You know what I'm saying? You can't just do that. You can't just jump from another girl to another girl. I mean, some people would be doing it, but it's just not cool. It's not cool.
What was interesting was when Dixon was trying to explain to Riley about how wrong he was for what he did to Silver in regards to that whole the whole gift, and we'll talk about that later. But then Riley was like, well, you know,
you mean with Annie, right?
Yeah, with Annie. Okay. And so Riley was like, well, you haven't told Megan that you know her father, because she was giving a sob story about how, you know, Christmas is really difficult for me because this is the first year that my dad's not around. And so Dixon kind of froze up. He didn't want to say anything. Of course, that's quite natural, because how do you just say, oh,
by the way, your dad hit me.
But Riley kind of threw that back at him, which kind of sparked Dixon to want to tell. So their very last scene together. Mm-hmm. Does Dixon go over to her house, or is she over there?
No, she went to his.
So she came over to the house.
That's right. Walked in the door.
Because she left, because Dixon left Naveed's Christmas party early. And so she shows up, and Dixon says that, I have to tell you something. I know your father. I was the one he hit in the accident. Her response was WTF. So she basically, so what she does is when he drops the bomb, she just starts making out and she just starts kissing him. Huh?
Exactly. Like, hold on. Like, that is...
And then once he tried to, like, break it, once he tried to, like, push her off, she, what did she say? I have it in my notes. She said,
I want to know what she said. Remind me. I mean, because that was just so... It was just so, it was actually, so random. Yeah, like,
I didn't write anything down, but I just know that, oh, she says, you know, you're the only reason that makes me happy. it was.
It's just funny to me. Like, I mean, to be honest with you, and I'm just mad at Dixon because I'm like, look, Adriana's been by your side. Okay, yeah, you guys messed up and she messed up when y'all were not together. Like, you cannot just be throwing that away. And that's why I'm getting so irritated that this Megan girl's in the picture when this Megan girl is, like, all about him now that he, you know, I mean, I guess maybe they had a connection there because, you know, it was on that same scenario. But still, I wouldn't be just starting to make out with the guy. I would probably be crying, like.
But it, and, the, okay, in Dixon's character's defense.
What?
He hurt. He was hurt by Adriana, regardless if they were together or not. When girls hurt us guys, like when we're hurt, we're like hurt, and like we don't go back easy.
Okay, yeah.
And so what I feel Dixon is doing is Adriana, of course, did what she did. He's really upset. He's hurt. And so he's going to make her pay for it by sending her the text messages, telling her, you know, make sure you get the highlights because it makes you look washed out, and just making her do all these mean things. In the meantime, to help get over Adriana, he has Megan.
And that's why it's irritating, because I feel Adriana, like, you know, like, I mean, obviously, I personally have never cheated. But, okay, but, like, being on a break or being broken up with somebody, okay, that's different. You know what I'm saying? So, okay, Dixon, yeah, obviously has a free to do whatever he wants. But you can see that Adriana is really trying and...
She is, but I also think that she should defend herself a little bit more better. Like...
Right, not... Yeah.
She should defend herself because they were not together when they had the affair. Well, actually, well, let's take that back.
They
were together. Okay, well.
Well, it was because though he was kind of being an asshole.
That is very true. But I was gonna say that when they broke up, he left and went off on tour and didn't tell her.
Right.
And so he should man up and own some kind of responsibility. But he's not gonna
like
own,
we both yeah, messed up.
He's not gonna own up if she doesn't call him out on it.
Ugh, it's just really frustrating to me because I just was not ready for all this. And the fact that him and Megan, like, I mean, that was just weird.
Now, can we, since we're on the subject of Dixon.
Oh, wait. I know exactly what you're talking about when he threw those crunches down. Like,
yeah. And so he asked Riley if he can take a picture of he and his sister Annie so that they could, you know, send the picture to mom.
And I was, and so, mind you, I was really excited about what the Christmas present was about to be.
Yeah. And so he throws his they're not, I guess they're...
Like a crunch thing.
Yeah, crutch or something. So he throws the crunch, the crutch, you got me saying crunch, the crutch down. And he's like, you know, he's like, you know, I'm 100%, it's all over. And, you know, and Annie was like, oh, my God, this is the best present ever. Now, Riley, of course, is hurt because, again, he's in the wheelchair. And Annie's saying that this is the best present ever, you know, being that. So it's messed up and it really made Riley look really bad. But again, it's been like a month. you know, in TV world, and now Dixon, he's 100% better. Like,
that is a miracle.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. It is all done and over with. I mean, that's just, to me, it's just crazy. I mean, I really can't wait to get into the Riley and Annie.
Yeah,
but before we do,
I can't wait to get into iTunes really quick. Speaking of a miracle. All right, so check it. So you guys, make sure that you guys go to iTunes and you download and rate and leave comments for us. We are on a mission to make sure that we get on the AfterBuzz iTunes top 10. So please go to iTunes and then also don't forget about the podcast app. And what that does is it organizes all of your subscriptions that you have for the various shows here on AfterBuzz TV. So iTunes, download, rate, it is free. Tell a friend, a family member, whoever, tell somebody, download it, leave a comment, and get 90210 After Show for AfterBuzz TV in the iTunes top 10.
If you do, we could possibly have a surprise for all of you guys watching.
That's right.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I want to get into Riley and Annie because they kind of were involved with Dixon's whole storyline, of course. As you can see, Riley and Dixon have gone to be, like, friends, you know, now, and they can talk to each other about certain things, which I kind of like because we normally don't get a lot of guys talking about their problems, which is kind of cute. So Annie gets Riley the laptop. She is so stupid. Why? Okay, you are talking to this guy, and you obviously, for some reason, decide you want to go to Scotland. Why Scotland? Out of all the places, I'm sure you're in a great area where you can learn about writing, okay? Secondly,
you're in LA.
Exactly. Come on now. Okay, and she gives him this laptop, and she specifically says, we can Skype. Really? Really? Like, you're going to say that as soon as you give him this laptop? Like, that is so messed up. I totally felt Riley on that one. I was like, okay, you know what? You just need to take, you need to be like, you know what? You can keep that. I'll see you later.
Yeah. That thing is called, those things are called Surface, right?
Surface, yeah, or something.
And
it was irritating.
So, yeah, he gives her the Surface MacBook or something of that sort. I have it written down.
And you know what is even more messed up? You know, his gift to her was like, you know, season tickets or
to
whatever.
Dodgers, yeah.
Right. And he, obviously that was never going to make it to because she was planning on going to Scotland for 2 years.
And then she, what annoys me about Annie is she says stupid things and she can never understand why she's at fault.
Right.
You tell him as you're giving him the Christmas present that you're going to Scotland and that it's a 2-year program. And here is this, the new Microsoft, you know, iBook or whatever you want to call it. And we can Skype. And so, of course, he's going to feel like, oh, basically, so you're telling me to get lost.
Right.
She just annoys me.
But the most interesting part about their whole storyline, there might be a chance, Riley will get better.
Yes, because he there was experimental spinal surgery that he had refused to do because he didn't want to, you know, take that risk. And because now Dixon is 100% better and he's healed, his very last scene of this particular episode is he calls the doctor back and says, I want to go through with the surgery. Which is interesting because when Riley was here, we asked him about will he make a miraculous recovery and will he walk? And he didn't really downplay it. I think he said no.
Well, no, I don't. I think he was hesitant about it. Uh-huh. I think he didn't want to go there. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But to me, when you was asking that question, I was like, there's no way. There's no way.
Well, I was thinking the same thing. There's no way because we already knew Dixon was going to be, you know, healed.
Right.
And so now for the two of them, if two of them are walking.
I mean, it would be cool, though.
It would be cool, but it's called the Surface Tablet. It would be cool, but really?
I know. But
the guy who does the miracles, Peter Popoff. This is, I mean, is this BET on Sunday night?
I mean, I hope that is possible for people, you know, I mean, that'd be awesome. But it's just like, you know, I mean, it's good hopes for Riley. I mean, it would be crazy. It would be crazy. I agree. It would be.
So will this spinal surgery, if he is recovered, will this encourage Annie to stay?
I don't know. I mean, I think she'll be excited. But I just really don't know with them two. I'm honestly, it's so hard for me to talk about the last people we were just talking about because I was just so bored. With it, to be honest. Like, it was exciting some parts, but I was just so bored with it. So it's hard for me to, like, really get into it.
Yeah.
So I kind of want to get into the people who, like, really.
Okay, so as we go into the whole Liam, Ashley, and Vanessa thing, let's
recap.
Quickly go into Adriana. Because like we said, Dixon was sending her all these text messages telling her to make sure that she, saying that she, you know, go get your hair done, your face looks washed, and just making her just do all these ridiculous things and feel like crap. And so, of course, she has to do them. So she's at the hair salon. And so that's when she runs into Vanessa.
Mm-hmm.
And those little, what was she wearing?
Oh, Vanessa?
No.
Adriana. She was wearing
these little old woman Barbara Walter heels.
Oh, yeah. I can't. Yeah. Well, that whole outfit was just like old.
And so she, of course, then goes and tells Ashley of what's going on.
And that's why I'm just like, really? Like, you're going to tell Ashley about this?
Well, because...
No, I don't care. Well, she should not have said anything to her.
But she's the policeman who we've never seen a gun from, but she's his bodyguard, security. So I can see why. But divulging all the information that she did, I think that she was totally wrong. And because, like, we totally saw the sign. So when Adriana told Ashley the news, and she was like, "Oh, Vanessa, the one he was engaged to," Adriana says, "You know Vanessa? He told you about her?" And then she was like, "Oh, it's my job to know these things." I don't understand why Adriana did not recognize that something was not right with that whole conversation. Like, so.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely love the fact that Annie was helping out with the whole situation.
Yeah.
To me, yeah, I did see that coming, but I didn't see all of what actually happened between Ashley and Liam. Like, seriously, you're going to obviously she's a stalker, so she's obviously going to know, like, where he's going and stuff like that. Where Liam ended up looked like it was about to be Saw 3 up in there, okay? Like, watching the cameras, like, I just can't. Like, oh, my God, my heart suffered for him because I just love him. But I'm just like, okay, you're going to pull him over. And if I was Liam, come on now. She's stabbing you in the leg. How are you about to just pass out? Like, you are not about to, like, fight her back? Like, come on now.
No, sometimes when you're injected, there are things
that... Oh, he was injected? It wasn't a knife?
No, it was she injected him with like, a needle.
Oh, my God, I thought it was a knife. Yeah.
No, she injected him
and
with
I was like, hold on, like, I thought it was a knife. Oh, okay, well, that makes
sense. But also, Liam gets the letter. Let's just back up a little bit. Okay. So when Liam was somewhere, he saw there was a gift basket, and in the basket that he got from someone at the studio, it had a letter inside an envelope, and inside the letter it says that,
basically, give me $500,000 and meet me like wherever.
Yeah, it said, you know, something about the money or whatever.
Yeah.
$500,000. Meet me Friday night at the State Park, and to meet there 11 p.m. And so Annie, now that Annie and Liam are having conversation and they're speaking again,
and they know about
on that level,
the
and they know about the situation, Annie offered to just give Liam the $500,000.
Right.
So she has all this money, you know, I guess, and do something with it. So she offered to give it to Liam, and then Liam, of course, didn't want to tell Ashley because this the police and, you know, whatever. And so,
but do you think if he would have told Ashley the truth, she would have let him go? Or do you think it was just, because he tried kind of telling her, but she wasn't believing him. She was like, "You're lying about everything."
No, he knew. I think Ashley knew that that's where Liam was going because she knew about Vanessa already. So I'm going to assume that she maybe saw the letter or
maybe.
Something. I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, no, I don't think she saw the letter. Mm-hmm. I mean, she was like, she did assume that he was going to go meet her because she knew that she was in town.
That's right. So he was thinking that Ashley was probably thinking that she was going, that Liam was going to go meet Vanessa for the sake of sexual reasons, or he just wanted to see, not for the sake of he was being bribed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think it could have probably took a different turn. Mm-hmm. So hopefully, you know, he ends up like freaking telling her, but you know, it ends up with Annie and Vanessa seeing each other.
And that scene was odd because they're having conversation. They're kind of, you know, having banter back and forth toward each other. But
I was kind of afraid for Annie. I'm not going to lie.
I was expecting some hair pulling. Like, I thought she was going to take Annie down.
Right. That's totally what I expected. Mm-hmm. Like, I really thought she was going to, like, do something to her. That's why I was kind of worried too. For Annie. But they end up back at the shore, like, looking for him, which is really crazy.
Which he was below down the basement.
Oh, really?
I mean, sort of.
Or, you know what I thought? It was at her, like, house or something.
Yeah, I mean, the way they made it appear, like, the two of them were on the top and then the camera goes down. So it alluded to that. It alluded to, like, this is them. This is Annie.
Right. And it went down.
And then it went down. So it kind of alluded that they were downstairs because Liam all of a sudden started, he woke up and he started screaming through his, through the tape that was,
on his face.
That was on his face. And he's yelling and screaming as Annie and Vanessa are upstairs talking. So maybe he can hear them.
Honestly, I mean, because I remember that whole place looks familiar when she was getting her tattoo.
Mm-hmm.
Remember?
Yeah.
It was kind of like that steel area. So I'm really thinking he's at, like, her place. And she had the cameras installed to where she can see it.
See it, yeah.
No. But, I mean, you never know. I mean, but I'm sure she probably does because she's probably really psycho.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So.
And, again, Adriana, at some point, still should have notified Liam. Like, if I see something going on,
mm-hmm.
you're right. I wouldn't go. I mean, because she's a police, of course, maybe I would say something. But at the same time, I would call Liam right. or I would text him and say, yo, I saw, you know, your ex-wife. And just to notify him, you know what I'm saying? Because, right. you know, and then another thing, like Adriana, she blabbed all the information about how...
Right, she was crazy. Yeah,
how she was crazy.
He got engaged.
And her name, and on the ID of when she looked on... when she looked mm-hmm. on the
call,
it was Elizabeth McManus, and it was the ID card that she had one of her names because Annie found one of her IDs, mm-hmm. or found like 10 IDs in her purse, and just. And I'm getting all flustered, but yeah.
Yeah, no. So, I mean, that whole situation is very interesting and very, very crazy. But I'd love to just get into this last raise. I mean, we probably mm-hmm. have like 5 more minutes or mm-hmm. so to get it all together. You were right. Congratulations on calling that out.
Thank you.
We'll just do that right now. Thank you. Yes. That's crazy. I am very shocked. And how do you think, I mean, how do you feel that Naomi reacted? How did you truly feel? I mean, I was kind of confused, like, how she felt.
Okay. I'm going to just go really, really quick. So, Max... he's been blacklisted. He can't find work. And so, mm-hmm. of course, Naomi wants to help. And he was like, I don't need you to help. Stay out right. of it. Naomi, of course, goes and does it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And hold on 1 second. Speaking of Naomi, when she was prepping for the for the Christmas party,
mm-hmm.
for Navid, he came in all distraught because how he couldn't find any work. And Naomi said... it's the holiday. Everyone's going to be fine. Let go and let Naomi. Again, her right. husband cannot find work, and all she's doing is thinking about herself. I can't stand her. But anyway, right. going back to my recap. So Naomi decides to go down to Bryce,
mm-hmm.
to the office, and Bryce basically says, I didn't have anything to do with it. You know, somebody was after him.
Mm-hmm.
So then she goes and has Navid. She set up an account because Bryce said that she broke over with her boyfriend, Todd. So
mm-hmm.
she figured Navid can go and go on a date with her and get the information.
Which A is that? I mean, super cute. They're definitely.
They they do look nice together. So they're talking, and the V was kind of asking too many questions at first, but then he starts talking about his mm-hmm. breakup with Silver, and then they go into this whole information, and then she says how, you know, she was with Todd, but how she also was with Alec, and how for 2 years she wanted more, and he only wanted to be friends. Ding, 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 ding. And then she goes on to say that. She goes on to say that Alec, although it worked in the favor because since they were friends, he told her about the interview mm-hmm. and exactly what to say so that he can impress the bosses.
Right.
And then once she got the job, then Alec told Bryce that they had to make sure that Max was fired.
Right. So, I mean, I didn't see that coming either.
I didn't see that one coming. I saw mm-hmm. him, you know, saying that he, you know, loved or was in love or had likings for Max, but I didn't see that he was involved in this whole thing. But
right. So what does that make him, though, like, still an enemy with Max, or does he really want to get back with the company? I mean, obviously, Bryce doesn't know what she's actually doing.
Yeah, Bryce doesn't know what she's doing. She doesn't really know why everything happened. And then when Alec came in, he was trying to start a new business.
Right. When I'm like, exactly. So it's kind of confusing. Yeah, you know what I mean?
It was kind of weird. But as far as Naomi's response to this, Naomi realized that she had an epiphany that she only wanted to do things for herself the same way that Alec wanted Max. So both of them had a moment. Mm-hmm. I wrote it down.
When they were in the house.
Yes.
And she basically was just like, you know, it seems like you're in love with, you know, him, basically, because he basically wanted everybody out except to just be him and Max. Mm-hmm. So Naomi was basically just like, I wanted the same thing, right? I mean, what she was doing with Max.
Yeah.
She took out Bryce. She took out, you know, Alec. And so she realized that that wasn't good, basically, right?
And then Alec says that, you know, he didn't want to lose him, and he knew that their relationship couldn't go the way that it wanted to. And so he wanted to make things the way you wanted them. And so Naomi felt that she did the same thing, and that she said that she's not going to tell Max. So I don't know. What do you think about that?
I couldn't tell if she was happy, but I mean, obviously, you know, it's probably weird to her, but I don't think she was mad about it. And I think maybe they kind of understood each other a little bit more.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking they understood each other, but Max has no clue. He has no clue the bonds. Naomi and Alec have a very weird bond. Like, they can't stand each other. They're in competition. And now Naomi kind of understands a little bit. I don't know. It's weird.
I mean, it's all what they had to do for love. Honestly, this whole episode was crazy. I mean, to me, it wasn't the best cliffhanger, you know?
Right, because I knew that Alec's character would be gay. Mm-hmm. It's just, I feel bad for Max because Max is completely...
He's
out of the loop. And then on top of that, he got so fed up, he went to the gamer conference in Iceland. So you kind of wonder now, are we going to see Naomi and Alec together more while Max is gone?
It'll be interesting.
You know, what's going to happen? Because Max doesn't have a job. Alec, you know, conspired this whole thing. But now Naomi, you know, to me, their story is the most interesting one.
Right.
Yeah.
So, I mean, yeah, I feel like, you know, we recapped it as best as we could tonight.
Yeah.
Like we both said, it wasn't one of my favorites, but I definitely can't wait till it starts again.
Yeah. January 21st, and it's a new time. They're still on Monday, but they'll be at 9 o'clock.
Okay, cool.
Instead of 8 p.m.
Oh,
so,
that's perfect for
me. January 21st is when we'll be back. January 21st, 2013.
Awesome. Should we get into predictions? I mean... Yeah.
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, let's get into predictions real quick. Might as well.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
So obviously, we're going to figure out if Silver and Teddy are going to keep the kid. Mm-hmm. Yay, nay. I think
it's going to be a fight between the two, and then there will be some kind of resolution.
Right.
Yeah.
Of course. Naomi, Max, and Alec, like we just said, you know, we never know if, you know, they're going to get closer. When Max is even going to come back, you know? I mean, he could totally do a shift and, like...
Maybe Alec and Teddy will get together. That's far-fetched.
That would be kind of interesting, though. Yeah. Like, hey, like... Yeah. That would be kind of funny. I definitely feel like Naveed and Bryce might be a little something still there. I really like that whole situation.
I like them together, too.
Poor Liam. I'm just so heartbroken over that. I mean, obviously something's about to happen. He's probably going to get, you know, beat up by this girl. I don't know what's about to go down. She's going to ask him for sex. Like, you need to have sex with me.
She's going
to
torture them, but maybe Annie and Vanessa will come together
we'll
to save him.
Because I bet you, Adrian...
Yes, please.
Yeah. So I think Adriana might even be like, well, I told Ashley, you know, that Vanessa was in, you know, something like that is about to happen. Adriana Dixon and Megan. I mean,
boo.
I'm over that. So that's pretty much it. I mean, we'll see, you know, next coming up. Thank you guys again for watching.
Also, I have a Doritos ad that I have on Facebook. So if you guys can go to social media, go to your Facebook at Bam Erickson. That's BAMMERICSEN. Currently, I have a Doritos ad that's in the running for the Super Bowl contest that they have every year for Doritos. So please go to my Facebook and please vote. The category is for Weirdest Workplace. And then my commercial title is called Almond's Revenge. So please check it out. You'll see me, you know, eating chips and, you know.
I'm gonna check that out tonight.
So Facebook, please vote. You guys can vote once a day until December 14th.
Thank you guys so much. I'm Nicolette Gaona. You can find me on Twitter at Nicolette Gaona.
And you can find me at Bam Erickson on Facebook when you vote for me.
Yes. All right. Thank you guys. Have a good night.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz, see you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.